The state of the county is a big deal, to the point challenger Lynn Dixon could quote from past messages and compare them to what was said yesterday. Dixon says it was a campaign speech, proposing new programs and recycling old promises, like paving Lake Avenue and Blaisdell, mentioned in last year's speech. Dixon saw one major problem in the speech: paying for it.
I heard a lot of spending proposals. I heard nothing about how we're going to save taxpayers' money, but I also didn't hear a lot of details about how a lot of these things would work. And I also didn't hear anything about addressing the issue of poverty in Buffalo and in Erie County, which is still among the highest in the nation.
In the area of the proposed Erie Net, Dixon agreed there are some serious access problems to high-speed web service, citing parts of her old district, like North Collins. For the more rural areas of the county, the speech says the county will be working to help agriculture and provide fresher food to everyone. It would also help the job situation, which Poloncar says is very good right now.
There are now 578,700 jobs in the Buffalo-Niagara metro region, 7,500 more than December of 2017, and 27,000 more than 2013. While we can't take credit for creating all of them, we can take credit for putting programs in place that helped.
The county executive pitched his efforts to make sure subsidies of businesses work as they're supposed to.
Before receiving a tax break, businesses must agree to hire local construction workers on construction projects, pay their female employees the same as their male employees for similar work, and to have their taxes paid before seeking a tax incentive. Furthermore, businesses that fail to live up to their job creation promises will see their incentives taken back.
Poloncar pointed to plans to spend $40 million this year on the county's tattered network of roads and bridges, saying that's part of the nearly a half billion dollars spent on roads and bridges since he became county executive. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.